This podcast was recorded at the Blue Summit Water Conference.
It was, we had a really full day of activities yesterday. We actually had 14 simultaneous workshops. It was quite the challenge when we looked, in organizing the summit at the community of experts and activists on water issues that we have across this country, and to try and come up with themes that would highlight the wonderful work that's being done across the country and to highlight the issues that we're dealing with across the country. And so we came up with 14 themes and had 14 workshops that I hear went very well from the feedback that I've been receiving. And we've tried to, in order to communicate back to the Fuller Forum, because you couldn't all be at all 14 workshops, we've tried to summarize the list of challenges, strategies, and actions that were identified at each workshop. And you'll notice there are these beautiful water drops in the back that are hanging and posted on the columns. If you want to take some time to look at that later, that's the list of concrete actions that were proposed in the workshops.
So, Mira, do you want to go on? We have, I think, summarized this under three themes: challenges, strategies, actions. Je devrais retourner en français, être fidèle à ce que j'ai dit.
I should go back to French, because I said that there would be French and English. So we've summed up the 14 workshops under three themes: the challenges, action, and so I'll let Mira speak to this. I think I've never said your name in its entirety. Mira Karunanantan, who is a member and militant for the Council of Canadians. And thank you, Claude. I'm responsible for the National Water Campaign at the Council of Canadians, and I work with a great team with locals. We have 75 of them throughout the country, and many of them are represented here this morning. So in terms of challenges, what came out was the issue of disinformation through the propaganda done by big corporation, disinformation in the media. That was a theme that really came out when talking about challenges.
Was the fear, and so in terms of disinformation, misinformation, what came out in the bottled water workshop is this fear that tap water is unsafe. There was in terms of challenges about the need to reduce consumption and the need to change lifestyles, that a lot of bad practices emerge from lifestyles that we lead in North America that contribute to overconsumption, waste of water resources. Another theme that came up quite a bit was la fausse dichotomie.
There was also the false dichotomy between jobs and the environment.
The theme of mining, that some of our activists dealing with mining corporations that are destroying water resources need to address this challenge of the false dichotomy between jobs and the environment. Pour ce qui est, je sais pas si t'as...
And I don't know if you had other challenges to raise. No, you're doing a good job. You're summing up things very well. Go on, please. So in terms of strategies now... There were a lot of people talking about resistance.
A lot of talk, both about resistance to corporate power, resistance to bad political decisions. But there were also there was a lot of strategies that emerged in terms of effective campaigning, lobbying governments, building better relationships, particularly with local governments. And as it was noted in one of the plenaries yesterday, in terms of strategies, activists gathered here would like to see us promoting alternatives and a positive vision. So rather than just have it all be about resistance, that it also be about us working towards the world that we want to see. Un autre thème qui est ressorti beaucoup, c'est...
Another theme that came out was the theme of education, and I think that we are starting off well with this conference. That was, of course, the goal of this conference, information, and In several of the workshops, there were people who recognized the need to do this information sharing. The other idea that came out was the use of a sort of a referendum as a use, as a tool to mobilize people. And Neil spoke yesterday of the example of Uruguay, where they used a referendum in order to achieve in their national policies a policy that would recognize water as a human right.
Referendums as a tool. And another thing that came out was the idea of learning from other communities that live more sustainably. So there's this recognition that we as North Americans lead the most unsustainable lifestyles, and that we have, but both in terms, not just in terms of how we live as individuals, but in terms of our policies, in terms of our infrastructure, in terms of the way our economies are built, and that we can learn from other communities. So some of the communities that were identified were indigenous communities, communities in the global south, and even those who live in rural Canada. Some of the workshops dealt with the Global South and some of the themes emerging in the Global South, and there was a recognition that in terms of strategies, we need to make northern populations more aware of the reality in the Global South, that there need to be better bridges, and that there need to be greater international solidarity. There was also a workshop on women and water, that there needs to be a better understanding of gender imbalances in access to water and control over water resources. There's a lot of information on the Global South, not sufficient information on Canada, and I'd like to point out that the National Network on Environments and Women's Health, Anne Rochonfort, is here. They have some great work that they're doing on that issue. Then we went to actions, and we had a lot of interesting ideas that came up in terms of actions. Organiser des conférences.
Organizing public conferences like this one, but in communities on a smaller scale at the local level. Also making water a priority in each of our organizations. So there were people in one of the workshops for QP, and they were asking that QP recognize or make water a priority, and also educating our leaders, educating politicians, and setting up strategies in order to fight against this disinformation for big corporations. One of the notions that came up was organizing a water fast.
Media stunt, that was an interesting idea, a creative idea that came out of one of the workshops. So that's sort of a general idea of some of the themes and concrete strategies and actions that emerged from the workshops. And there's more information on the water drops, so I invite you during the break to walk around and look at the water drops. Just wanted to ask, je sais pas si t'avais d'autres choses à ajouter.
I don't know if you have anything else to add, Claude. No, if I add anything else, then the participants should be the ones to add anything, other things as well. We're just doing a summary, not everything. But I wanted to know from the room
of how many of you feel like you learned something new in the workshops. And how many of you feel like you met someone? How many of you met someone that you think you can work with on water issues? Someone new? Great. How many of you already have an idea of a concrete action that you'd like to take when you return to your homes? Great. I feel like we've accomplished our goals. That's great.
This podcast was recorded at the Blue Summit Water Conference. The Canadian Union of Public Employees and the Council of Canadians organized the summit to mark the 10th anniversary of Water Watch. The conference took place in Ottawa, November 27th to 29th, 2009.